This is Season 5 of the Convert Central's podcast, where we take you on a journey to explore the beauties of Islam so that we can find Islam in our everyday lives. Catch Tajrian and I in our latest release every Friday and join us for our events at Convert Central on Instagram.
Alright, Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Welcome back to Convert Central. So alhamdulillah, we've completed our Sha'ban series, and if you guys are wondering what we talked about in Sha'ban, it's actually very, very relevant in the month of Ramadan itself. We kind of planned Sha'ban and Ramadan together, so we would highly recommend if you guys were to start wanting to know a little bit more about Ramadan, head back to our Sha'ban podcast where we talk about how do we prepare to have the best Ramadan that we are able to in this year. So this month of Ramadan, you know, we've been cracking our heads a little bit on how we should talk about the month of Ramadan, and alhamdulillah, in this month we've managed to get some of our local asatizas in the community to join us. I'm today joined by my co-host Tajrian as well.
Assalamualaikum.
Waalaikumsalam. And today with us, we are very, very honored and we are very, very blessed to have Ustaz Samir, who is joining us for our podcast today to talk about Ramadan. Ustaz Samir has been organizing classes for Convert Central's community every Tuesdays and Fridays. So he is no stranger if you've never been to our classes before. But I'll just give a little bit of time to Ustaz Samir to talk about his perception of the importance of starting Ramadan right. And inshallah, then we'll jump into the questions. Yeah. So bismillah, Ustaz, tafadol.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد عدد ما في الملة السلات دائما ابدا من كلا الحمد لله الحمد لله الحمد لله. First and foremost, we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this opportunity and this arrangement and this tawfiq, divine enablement to be here to speak about his religion, to revise and to reconnect our hearts back to him. So it's a big alhamdulillah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And alhamdulillah, thank you to so much for the Convert Central team who has been working day and night serving the Ummah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all of this service that we have rendered from the hearts. And every one of it counts, everyone behind the scene, in front of the scene, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you with multiple rewards and bring you closeness to him, inshallah. So alhamdulillah, thank you Mr. Kaywan Siddiq Lim for this opportunity once again. Let us begin the session with this important reminder from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself, where he sums up why he gave us Ramadan. In fact, it's a blessing. So in Surah Al-Baqarah verse 183, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. صدق الله العظيم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing us with love. Oh believers, oh my servants who have accepted me in iman, you have said la ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, and I've accepted you as mine, I've accepted you as my own, my believers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions fasting is prescribed for you as it was prescribed for those before us, before you. So perhaps, la'allakum tattakum, so that you become mindful of me. Your mind is full of Allah. So that is really the importance and the gift that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is honoring us with. Ramadan is a month where we dedicate this one month out of 12 months, right, with a special attention and a special devotion and with a special honor and a special appreciation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to dedicate this one month solely to become mindful of Him. So subhanallah, it's a big honor that we are still alive, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to reach Ramadan in felicity, in safety, and allow us to continue throughout Ramadan with goodness and of His pleasure, bi'idhnillah. So it's really an important month. All of the Prophet himself and the pious Sahaba and the pious companions and the pious predecessors after them, before us, they were yearning to reach Ramadan. It was a great gift. It was a great lifesaver if they touched food. It's like landing on the moon. On the first night of Ramadan, is subhanallah. It's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guarantee is true, which is why it's like a huge jackpot. And that's why I think the title is called Black Friday Sale, right? The first day is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is just showering, bombarding us with special honor and special grace so that He has an excuse He just wants excuses to subhanallah pardon us and open up. Fafirru ilallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, flee unto me. So Ramadan is a perfect month to really come back into the loving arms of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to really say sorry for the 11 months of heedlessness maybe, right, or the shortcomings that we had. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, never mind, you treat Ramadan with veneration and respect. I pardon your 11 months of betrayal and cheatings and shortcomings and transgression. It's okay, never mind, no problem. You'll come back into my loving arms. Subhanallah. So the Ramadan is really, just the first night of Ramadan or even the last day of Ramadan, the Prophet once addressed his companions on the last day of Shaban. And this is something we need to remind ourselves. So the Prophet addressing his beloved companions on the last night of Ramadan or the last day of Ramadan. Oh people, a great and blessed month has approached. Meaning they have already entered Ramadan. A month in which there is a night greater than 1,000 months. Subhanallah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made fasting in this month a compulsory act. Something which He wants us to do out of love and veneration, willingly or unwillingly, right? And He has made praying in the night a nafil, a voluntary act. And voluntary acts are those extra acts of sacrifices in love where a servant can get even closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and attain his status of being a true friend, a true loyal friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? And there's no greater deeds that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves than those which is done out of love, right? Extra. Even, you know, that it's not compulsory. You bring yourself. And that is actually a special door of love. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who has unlocked that door of nafil. He is the one who has unlocked the door of even the Ramadan wajib so that we can enter into it. Subhanallah, right? So the Prophet also mentioned the praying in the night, the tarawih, namely, we'll come into that later on. It's a voluntary act. And whoever seeks to draw close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with a good deed will be rewarded like someone who performed a compulsory act at other times. That means a voluntary act in Ramadan is given the reward of a compulsory act at other times. Where do you get such discounts in the whole world? Where do you get such discounts? And this is beyond Sheng Siong and you know, 3-in-1 sales. You can't get buy one, get one free in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy and His generosity, right? And whoever performs a compulsory act will be rewarded like the one who performs 70 compulsory acts at other time. Subhanallah. 1:70 minimum, and that depends on your sincerity. The Prophet continues, it is the month of sabr, right? And it's also mentioned that sabr is half of iman. Sabr is half of iman. If we truly believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have sabr. Sabr in the sense that we are patient in times of tribulations, in times of constraints of resources, restrained in times when we are tempted by temptations, right? So sabr is half of iman, and fasting is half of sabr. So it's like 1/4 of everything, fasting. Subhanallah. And the reward for steadfastness and perseverance is nothing but Allah's paradise, Allah's pleasure. Subhanallah. And it's also the month of charity. And it's the month where our risk is actually increased. And you find that people have extra enthusiasm to just donate and give and share in the month of Ramadan, which is a bit more extraordinary. And they're not afraid of giving in Ramadan, right? But in other months, we are like, we are a bit, you know, we have a bit of sabr in giving. Right, but in Ramadan, people want to give. People just want to share. People, subhanAllah, is the spirit of Ramadan in other ways. So there's just so much of blessings in Ramadan. And we as citizens of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we should be looking forward to, like a child who goes to Universal Studios, right, with so much of utmost excitement and joy and, you know, enthusiasm. We must welcome the last few remaining days of Sha'ban that with even more, ashaddu hubban lillah, even more extreme joy and love to welcome Ramadan. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala safety to allow us to reach the first night of Ramadan, inshallah.
Alhamdulillah, thank you Ustaz for sharing. I think that's so nice because it's very inspiring for, especially for Muslims who maybe we haven't had much of a strive or we've been struggling to have that strive, that spiritual high these few months. And Ramadan, Allah is really saying that this is your time to get all this, like a Black Friday sale, you know, this is your time to get all those discounts, all those offers, really capitalize on that time to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, regardless of where you've been before that. I think Ramadan is something that is open to everyone, it's a sale that's really open to everyone, no matter who you are, where you're from, and alhamdulillah for that. I think that's really nice.
I think I'd just like to add on one thing that we mentioned this in the previous podcast, but even the name Ramadan has a special connotation in this month itself, right? It literally means a boiling rock, a very hot stone, right? And of course, you know, if you put a hot stone in water, it's going to boil the water, right? And Ramadan is akin to this because it boils away our sins, right? It's difficult, you know, it's intense, but it boils away our sin with no limit to that. And, you know, we just ended our community day in March today. And alhamdulillah, we had the opportunity to talk a little bit about Ramadan. And, you know, we kind of spoiled the title a little bit, but I'll still like to go with this example, right? And perhaps let's just ask Taj. Let's just say Shopee. And Shopee, there's a sale going on. Your favorite brand, whether it's clothing or whether it's like Starbucks 1-for-1. And it's your favorite brand. You've been wanting it for the longest time, right? And it's on sale today. The first three buyers get it for $1. What would you do?
I think I'll camp on the website, man.
Camp on the website. Thousands of people came outside Apple Store to get the iPhone, right? Right. And you know, when it's Black Friday, everyone, you know, they literally, you know, packs of crowds queue outside Walmart and Target. We've seen pictures and videos like this, you know, waiting for the doors to open so they can go in, right? Ramadan is Allah's Black Friday sale, right? When are we going to start treating it like it's the Black Friday sale that we've always waited for, right? If you want forgiveness, in Ramadan, there's forgiveness. Right. If you want mercy, if you want more ibadah, if you want connection to Allah, if you want connection to Rasulullah, if you want success in this life and hereafter, everything is waiting for you in the month of Ramadan. Right. And mashallah, in the second example, I'd just like to bring up before moving on, because Ramadan is such a virtuous month. There is so much gifts and so much miracles. Right. Our teachers would sit us down and he will ask us before Ramadan starts. He will always say this. He says that, imagine, you're at home, you're anticipating a guest coming to your house. And you know that this guest is very esteemed, very, very esteemed. He's the president of your country. And the gift that he is bringing to you is a key in a Lamborghini, right? One of one. It's not even a regular Lamborghini, it's one of one. How would you prepare your house for this guest? You would tidy up the rooms. You might even polish the floor. You're going to prepare your food, the best food you're going to prepare for this guest. And how would you feel? You feel anxious, you feel excited, you just want to meet this guest, you know, and you're anticipating, when is he coming? Sometimes you look out at the door and he's not coming, and then 5 minutes later you check again. And our teacher will say, this is Ramadan. Ramadan is the guest. And the gift is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pleasure. It's everything you've ever wanted. Right. So when you think of Ramadan, do you think of it and feel dread? Do you think of it and feel fear? Or do you think of it and feel anticipation and excitement? And the answer to this question will give you your state of heart right now, right? And this is going to be released on the first Friday of Ramadan. We are already in Ramadan. The guest is already in our homes. How are we feeling, right? And as Ustaz Samir mentioned, as Taj mentioned, Ramadan is a very important time. You know, let's use these examples that we can relate to check ourselves, whether how are we reacting and how are we receiving this gift of Ramadan, right? So alhamdulillah, we've talked about the virtues, we've talked about the significance. Let's jump on to the next question. So we always hear the hadith of sowing the seeds in the month of Rajab and irrigating the plants in the month of Sha'ban and harvesting the crop in the month of Ramadan. So may we just request Ustaz to, you know, explain and break it down for us a little bit so that we understand how we can properly reap our harvest in the month of Ramadan. Bismillah, Ustaz.
MashaAllah. It's a wonderful reminder from actually one of the Salaf scholars, actually, that Rajab is the month where we plant the seed. Sha'ban is the month where we irrigate and we cultivate and nourish and nurture the seed. And in Ramadan, we sow what we have, we reap what we have sowed, right? And that is a famous saying that all of you are aware of. So what we put in and to how much attention that we have put in and how much investment we have put into it, right? That amount we'll be able to reap in the months of Ramadan. So the people who have started earlier, the Mukarribin, the people who are always in the forefront, they are the people who chiong, you know, in NS time, in NS we say, these people are in the forefront. They always get the best seat. They always get the front row seat. And then comes the one who they need a bit more of kickstart time to understand the arrival of Ramadan. So actually, inshallah, even if we missed this Rajab and Sha'ban's significant, don't worry. We will do that next year, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have an extra year of life, many more Ramadans. But we could understand that preparation has to start early. How would you prepare for your O levels and your A levels and your assignments and your university, you know, tests? You don't prepare on the last day. You don't prepare on the last day of your examination. It's going to be very tough, right? All those little small deeds that you have been consistent about, which is why the Prophet also mentioned, small deeds, even though if it's consistent, is better than something which is a one-off trait, right? So one-off deed that you do once in your lifetime, even though it's still virtuous, but something which is small, all right? Something that you started in Rajab or even way before and you continue it throughout Rajab, you intensify it in Rajab and you water it in Sha'ban, you'll then be able to maximize the spiritual experience that Ramadan is awaiting us. Right, so that is why we got to prepare earlier. It's like our O level that we need to take, that A level that we prepare for 2 years, or for, you know, secondary schools, 4 years or 5 years. That O level is the climax. So Ramadan is that period where we can collect our report books and rejoice at the grades. Remember those moments when you're a bit younger? Right, when you were anticipating your O-level results and the amount of anticipation and even anxiety, right, and even extreme joy after having receiving it, tears of joy, some for some it's tears of sadness, right? But you reap what you sow, right? So you can't blame no one for not being able to experience what Ramadan has in store, right? But it's still not too late, as long as you have good deep intentions to start Ramadan with a good note. And we end Ramadan with a good note, still we'll be able to reap all the experiences that Ramadan has in store for us. And let us also be reminded of this beautiful reminder from the Prophet ﷺ, right? And the Prophet ﷺ mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made Ramadan compulsory, right, to fast and the night prayer as recommended nafil prayers or voluntary prayers for all of us to reach closeness to Him. So whoever fasts in it and prays in the night, with a state of sincerity, sincere love, just out of gratitude to Allah, because you got to think what He hasn't done for us, what has He not done for us, what is He not doing for us, what is He not going to do for us. You will never be able to find someone who is so unconditional in their friendship, in love, in really nurturing us, taking care of us like no one else. That's why we say ultimately the proclamation of love, La ilaha illallah. I admit, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the one who came to taught us this perfection of love was the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Right, and the Prophet continues. Right, the person who stands at night after having fasted the day, meaning fasting is not only a activity of being becoming hungry and thirsty. That means you detach yourself from food and drink physically. No, but detaching your belief, detaching your dependence on that Starbucks that you're talking about just now, that morning coffee that we can't do without. We say, La ilaha, ya Allah, it wasn't the coffee that got me up all night or all day. It was you. Behind the coffee, it was you. Behind the breakfast was you. Right? Prata kosong or whichever is your favorite breakfast, it wasn't the prata that you should be looking forward to, especially not in Ramadan. It is that sahur which has blessings, even though if it's just 3 dates, right? Like a lover who peels off the petal, I love you, he loves me, he loves me not, he loves me. So I love you, 3, I love you. That's a sincere, what do you call that? An odd number of dates that you can use to proclaim. Everything should become objects of love, like a love letter that you send to your beloved. So Ramadan is really that one month of honeymoon period where you're just obsessed about him. And the Prophet continues, so the person who fasts in the day, detaching himself from food and drinks and intimacy with his lawful spouse, right? And any other lawful food or any other lawful things, right? He detaches himself in attachment, right? In longing, in love, in infatuation, in hope and etc. And he prays his night in a state of sincere belief. What does Allah give you at the end of the day? Like what Allah gives a convert. You'll be free from sin like you were just born out of your mother's womb, a newborn baby. It's a restart again. It's a restart. It's a return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again with a clean slate. Right? So the smart one, even though we have been very far from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, take this opportunity. Even if we think that we are the one who doesn't deserve anything from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do not despair of the hope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And do not feel that you are not worthy to come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the purpose of Ramadan to bring back everybody. It's a caravan of hope. Everyone. Like Maulana Rumi beautifully says, even if you have turned away 1,001 times, just come back. This is a caravan of hope. This is a caravan of love. Everyone is welcome. Wherever, at whichever state you are, just come back. And you do see this manifestation in Ramadan. There are people who are not able to perform their prayers in outside Ramadan. They are unable to fast outside Ramadan. They are not able to do anything in outside Ramadan. But in Ramadan, you see the generosity and the wideness of Allah's mercy. Everyone prays, even those who do not want to pray outside Ramadan. They pray in Ramadan. They fast in Ramadan. They try their level best, right? And this is really the manifestation of Allah's wide arms. Right, not physically, but you know, spiritually, he just opens up to everybody, every sinner, anybody. You're a drug addict, you're a thief, you're an adulterer, whatever you may have done outside Ramadan, take this opportunity in Ramadan to come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what a great felicity it is if you were to pass away in a goodness, in a good state. That's why we also have a project coming called Husnul Khatimah by Konot Central. Do look out for that also. Alright, and the Prophet continues that in this month, the gates of the heavens are opened and the gates of hellfire are shut. Meaning the gates of goodness are open and the gates of other than goodness, which is shortcomings and sins, are closed. It is difficult for people to be heedless in Ramadan. It's difficult because the environment and the energy of the whole area, everybody is waking up for sahur, we are doing a bit of istighfar, we are doing a bit of fasting, we are doing our prayers, we are listening to the azan at least, you know, to break the fast at least, you hear the azan, if not for anything else, right? And it's just goodness. And what is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what does He say? What is other than to reward you with goodness, with another goodness? What is the best reward? To reward you with another goodness. So another door of goodness opens. Subhanallah. And the Prophet continues. This is not just all. The Friday sale continues. Right? Subhanallah. So it's easy for our actions and our repentance and return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is easily accepted. And Allah excuses. And Allah continues that when Ramadan enters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orders the angels who have the honor of carrying His arsh, His throne, His mighty throne, they will stop praising Him. He orders them, don't praise me. You seek forgiveness for the Ummah of Prophet Muhammad. Just ask forgiveness. And these are angels who have a mighty honor of carrying the arsh of Allah. Say, you stop praising me, you just continue to ask forgiveness for my Habib, my beloved's Ummah. Who is that? You and me. Whoever you are. However far you may feel that you are from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has always been with us. He has never left us. He just wants us to turn back to Him at any point of time. Right, and the Prophet also continues, my Ummah has been given Ramadan 5 gifts which no other Prophet, no other Ummah has been given before. Subhanallah. The first is on the first night of Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gazes upon us. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gazes upon someone with a special gaze, He doesn't punish that person. He doesn't want to. He just wants to excuse us. Subhanallah. And second one, the smell which emanates from our mouth because of a lack of fluid for a few hours, it's not too good a smell, you know, right? You, sometimes when you wake up and it just doesn't smell too good. But Allah subhanahu, and this is something to reflect on. How will someone know your breath stinks when you get too close to them? So how close is Allah subhanahu ta'ala that He knows that your breath stinks? He's very close. Not physically, right? But He's closer than our jugular vein. So that smell that emanates from the fasting person is more beloved, is more sweeter than the best musk that you can buy in Arab Street, wherever you're not. Subhanallah. So that's how close, and He's very attentive to even how good your breath stinks. Your breath smells, not stinks. Right? So subhanallah. And Allah subhanallah loves that you have kind of abandoned your self-grooming out of love an infatuation for Allah. That, you know, Ya Allah, it's like same like going for Umrah and Hajj. You put on that two pieces of, especially for the men, and we're not supposed to groom our hair as we're supposed to be grooming. We're not supposed to put on even a skull cap. Right, because Allah wants you to be just lost in love with Him. Ashadu hubban lillah. Oh, you who believe, your love for me should be extreme if you truly believe. Subhanallah. Forgetting even your own self. Right? And the third is, the angels continue to seek forgiveness for us every day and night. Subhanallah. And the fourth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to Jannah, paradise, prepare yourself and adorn yourself and beautify yourself for my slaves, for they will soon find rest in my abode, in the place of my generosity after the toil and hardship of this dunya, of this life that they have lived for me. Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prepares like a wedding day for you. He adorns the paradise because a special bridegroom is coming, a special bride is coming. Subhanallah. What a great honor is that. The fifth thing is, all of us will be forgiven on the last day, last night of Ramadan. All, everyone who has been truthful to Allah and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's holy month of Ramadan, all of us will be forgiven. What a great deal that is. Where can you find such a trait? And someone asked the Prophet, Ya Rasulullah, is that forgiveness specific to Laylatul Qadr? The Prophet said, no. Look at the general workers. When they have finished their work, we pay them in full. So Laylatul Qadr is a bonus, which we will come to later on, inshallah. So alhamdulillah, this is some of the things that we need to be aware of, what we are able to reap out of Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all of the goodness in the multiplicity, all the things that we are hoping for. And regardless whether we started early or late, inshallah, have good hopes and intention that Allah will reward us as such, inshallah.
Ameen. Thank you so much, Ustaz, for that very beautiful, very heartfelt sharing. It's very, very inspiring for me. I think it's so wonderful to think that a lot of the times when we think about Ramadan, we're thinking about I'm fasting, I am not going to eat and drink. It's a lot of focus on what I'm doing and what, I guess, what burden that we're taking up on ourselves. But it's so amazing to see it from the other perspective of what is Allah giving me in this month? What is Allah waiting to reward me with? What is Allah waiting to forgive me for? And that turns every single moment of thirst and hunger into something that is so much more than thirst and hunger. And thank you so much for that sharing, because I think it really keeps us in that mindset of this Ramadan is not for me to fast, but it's for me to seek the pleasure of Allah. And Allah is just waiting. I just need to seek Him, you know? And speaking of mindset, I think we will talk more about what exactly is the mindset we should be in Ramadan in our next episode, inshallah. So catch us there.
All right. You've now come to the end of the first podcast of the week. If you like interesting discussions like this, join us for the second and the third podcast of the week. If you like what you're hearing, do head down to our Instagram @ConvertCentral to let us know. See you there.